buying behavior has changed. Prospects don't click on links in emails anymore, and they don't watch the videos you spend hours creating every week. Instead, send personalized gifts and memes using VidYou. You can quickly create engaging, personalized content that immediately grabs your prospect's attention, helps you stand out in the inbox, and does it all without forcing them to click anything or go anywhere. Head over to vidyou.io/salescast to sign up for free and spend less time getting your messages across and more time selling. My name is Colin Mitchell, and welcome to Sales Transformation, a daily podcast with the best moments from the most respected people in the sales world. The goal of this show is to give you a daily dose, weekends included, in 10 minutes or less to help transform the way you sell. I hope you enjoy today's episode, and now to David to tell you what you can expect in today's episode.
As a coach, you gotta get off your damn chair. You get out there and you walk the talk. Because the problem with many coaches is they share by books or by theory, and then they lack the experience or practice of what they preach. Mark shares with Colin how he and his father practice what they preach by doing the sales process themselves and sharing the experience with their clients. So tune in today and get a dose of Mark's preaching here in the latest episode of Sales Transformation.
What's your responsibility in driving sales for on the ball, and how do you practice what you preach?
So I'm constantly in a biz dev responsibility. While I am coaching and training organizations and individuals, I'm also responsible for filling my own pipeline and qualifying new prospects and moving them through our own sales process. So while I'm coaching and training, I'm actually doing what I'm coaching and training people to do. And the easiest way to see that is go to my social media. Look at the way I personally market myself on a daily basis. Look at the way we're putting content out there every single day in order to stay top of mind for my network. And then I'll bring you into my message inbox to show you how I'm converting connections to conversations through social media.
Okay. And do you find that that's like a necessary thing for you to be an effective coach, is to be on the front line of sales yourself day in, day out?
150%. I think nothing against other trainings. I think most trainings are very cookie cutter, and this is the method that we teach, and there's no adaptability to it. I think because we're constantly out there, and that's both my dad and myself, because we're constantly out there doing it ourselves, we're able to see what's happening in the environment, and we adapt our own teachings. We continue to evolve with what's happening. We're talking to people about how to properly use your LinkedIn story. We're talking to people about how to convert a message to a video through LinkedIn messaging, because we're using it. We're doing it. So it's not like we're just like, oh, well, here's the update. Here's what you should do with your stories now. Start reading scripts and putting your commercials there. No. This is just another way to engage with your network. But how? Are you going to use it the same as you're using your Instagram story? I would say no. I would say if you represent a product or you represent a service, this is an unbelievable opportunity to let people behind the curtain and say, hey, this is how we produce this thing. This is how we create the curriculum for what we do. This is how I go about my own prospecting, right? You want to get a look at how a sales coach actually does his own sales process. Let me show you on my story. I'm not going to create a post about that, but I can update you minute by minute now about what's happening in my day and how it works.
Awesome. Now, do you find it
so much
challenging?
I'm going to take a selfie right now and say, hey, like, that's another thing that's going to get put on the story. And I'm going to get to share it with your audience and my audience.
Oh yeah. I mean, creating content is part of the sales process, right? It's your brand is so important. People, you said it yourself, right? People do business with people that they like and trust, and putting out content is the easiest way to do that, because a lot of times by the time you have those conversations, they feel like they already know you.
You know, if you're really putting out content consistently with process and showing up as your authentic self, by the time you actually have a conversation with people, they already know what you're about. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you're enjoying the show, drop us a review on your favorite podcast platform. And we hope that you'll tune in again tomorrow as we are here for you every day, weekends included, to help you transform the way you sell.